listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
All right, welcome to episode 69. And what do we say to that? Nice. That's what we say. And this is actually number 69. I screwed up last time. Apologies. So yeah, welcome to episode 69 of the DMTF podcast. Don't mention the foosball. My name is Patrick. And with me tonight, I have fellow Canadian Joel. How are you?
Hi, good. Thank you.
No problem. I was going to say fellow Brit, but distinguished Brit, Simon, how are you?
Distinguished? I don't think I've been called distinguished before.
Never too late.
Must be mistaking me for somebody else, that's all I can say.
Must be the beard.
Probably,
must be the beard.
Yeah.
A royal, noble beard.
Distinguished is better than calling me Father Christmas, that's something anyway. So.
But... yeah, sure.
I've had that a few times.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, I get that. So good to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah.
So, and Jan, if wait until you're talked to, please. Okay. So, from Berlin, Jan, how are you?
It puts on the lotion.
Yes.
From the basket.
Yes, exactly.
You okay, Joel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Remember to breathe. It's important.
But if Simon is distinguished, I want to be venerable.
Okay, that works. That certainly works as well. All right, so...
did introduce me, man.
Yeah, I did. I said Jan
wait,
from Berlin.
Wait, you spoken to?
Well, yeah, I did say that also, but yeah. I said Jan from Berlin. Okay,
I couldn't hear through the pain you...
ah, okay, to the inflicted to the anguish. Me. Okay, apologies. So yeah, Jan from Berlin, how are you?
Hot. Are you guys sure you really want to come over here? It's like Mount Doom here. It's it's the worst.
Still 3 weeks.
It's 34
to cool down.
34 degrees and no wind. It's ugh.
Still 34, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually hotter than in August somehow.
Wow, okay. So that's going to be a fun marathon, I guess. Oh, it's not going to stay that way. Yeah, 34. Jesus. Okay.
Wow.
Thoughts and prayers.
Climate change. Thoughts and prayers, yeah.
Climate change. Oh, right.
Okay, so...
is it still due to be that hot next week?
Oh, I haven't checked.
Okay.
I think it only goes for a few days. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, most you can get is 10 day.
It gets increasingly unreliable the further forward you go anyway. So even if you had a forecast, it wouldn't mean much.
Monday is 27. That's the furthest mine goes. I remember wearing sweaters in September when I was a kid.
Well, I mean, in Berlin, some people wear sweaters all year round.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which blows my mind. It does. You know?
And some people with an apartment in Berlin who actually live in Britain, they walk around in shorts no matter what the temperature is.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's on the bottom of your screen.
Also true. All right. So we have a few talking points for today. We can start with the good stuff. Match day number 3 against Regensburg. That was a kick-ass game. Moving on. Number 2. Match day number 4 at FCK.
That covers that game then.
I had to leave at halftime.
No, wait. Actually, I'm messing it up.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, Regensburg. I don't remember it. I was thinking of FCK.
No. It was a shitty game. That's why I thought we were making a joke. It was a really shitty game.
Well, okay, it was not on purpose. I was thinking of the win against Kaiserslautern, okay. So that's my bad. Sorry. It's coming back to me a little bit. Regensburg was kind of shit.
Red card, 2 goals in injury time, and both basically just the goalkeeper.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, if you draw parallels to last year, they... played, what was that at home? Was it Elversberg? No, the other team. Wiesbaden at home? And we lost like 1-0. It was the first game that Tabakovic came in towards the end. And they really literally lost with like the last corner kick or something like that.
Oh.
So really, really shitty goal. And then it was game over. And then the week after they went to Hamburg and lost 3-0. And that's when everybody was getting their knickers in a twist.
All right. Yeah, it's almost worrying the extent to which you remember some games, Jan. I mean, you want to forget those, but still, they seem to be buried in your brain somewhere.
I was tested at the Arbeitsamt. I have a 98% score on memory. Patrick. No, but it was... It wasn't that funny, man.
But I don't know. It was quite good, actually. It was good.
It was really fucking hot again, and I had to leave at halftime because my daughter was sick, and at halftime I got a message. She starts puking now, so I left early, and I listened to everything on the radio. I basically listened to Info Radio driving home when I heard about the goals. It's like, and I was just like hitting my roof like... like Jeff Bridges and Mick Lebowski. Such an idiot.
All right. Yeah. It's been a long day, I think, because we are laughing at the stupidest stuff.
Too hot. And I had too much coffee in the morning. I went to a bar and I tried to talk somebody into renting me their machine, but he didn't go for it. And then there was a French-American person. And we started talking about coffee because I was wearing a coffee roasters shirt. And then we talked about coffee for like 2 hours. And I had tried so many different coffees. I was totally, Then I had a lunch date with a friend and we went to Brummybells and had just donuts. And I had to take a tea because I was too caffeinated.
Jesus. Okay.
It's the life.
Yeah. What can I add to that? Okay. So, yeah. Moving on, nothing. Talking point number two. No, do we keep talking about nothing and everything, or?
I don't know, win's a win.
That's the normal pattern, isn't it?
Yes.
It was a shitty game, and the red card really changed something around, and then they somehow made it. But props to Maza.
Yes. Sorry, my memory is...
What's your weather like?
No, come on.
What?
Okay, well, hey, don't bait Canadians on weather question, bro. Like,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
I'm like shaking over here trying not to answer them. You know, you ask me about the weather, I have to fucking answer.
You're complaining about the heat.
It's been quite good here, actually. Like, you know, 25 degrees, mostly sunny.
Oh,
it's nice.
That's not too bad.
You should try it sometime.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What about you, Simon?
It's been pretty good here, actually. Yeah, it's not been too hot. I don't really like it when it's sweltering. I'm not really designed for that kind of climate, as you probably gathered. But yeah, it's been pretty good. One of the festivals we went to, it was low 30s, and I was just sort of melting.
Yeah, that's too much, especially with like shoulder to shoulder with so many people
with long hair.
Well, festivals so often happen too in open fields. So like no shade, no, you know.
Nope. That's true.
Yeah. That's true. You know, one of them I cooked because because I got quite a high forehead and not very much hair on the top. And
no hat?
No, I didn't have a hat with me, but I did fry out there. Yeah.
It's too much face for no hat.
You know, right, you know, right in front of the stage. And I was just cooking alive. But hey, you know, such is life.
Maybe we can all chip in and buy Simon a Hertha hat next time he's in Berlin. Because the pep that Hertha is some god from the Edda nobody knows about. And
one that only brings pain and suffering.
Yes.
God of pain.
A cruel god, yes. One of the festivals he went to, bizarrely, because it was in a farm in the middle of nowhere, basically, but and the stages were all in barns. So they had sort of like cow barns around the place. But in one of them, they had a bar set up. So they sort of had about 20 different types of cider and what have you, which was fantastic for me. But bizarrely, they had like a German sort of, I don't know what you call those bands with lots of tubas and trumpets and...
Volksmusik
band.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but they had one of those.
Ufta.
That's the sort of thing, yeah. I went out and approached them. It turned out they were from Swindon, so...
False advertising.
I think one of them was German, or one of them was married to a German. But how on earth they got going, I don't know. It's bizarre.
One of them flew over Germany as a kid.
That's the closest they got.
Bunch of frauds over there.
Anyway.
Okay.
We digressed even more than normal there, I think.
Well, you know, that's the way. This is the way. So point number two, match day four at FCK. It ended 5-1, is that it?
No.
4-3.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Yeah, sorry.
You're talking about Rostock.
I think, yeah, I might. So, yeah, 4-3, and that.
It was 5-1.
That was the kick-ass game I was thinking of earlier.
Yeah.
That was a, speaking of Barn.
Yeah.
Barn burner. Absolutely.
Good segue there.
Absolute barn burner.
Thank you. That happens sometimes.
Man, that barn was on fire.
And if it's a smaller barn burner, it's a shed burner, or does that work?
No, we haven't.
Do you know that the other German podcast, they have the one of the hosts always makes horrible puns, like really horrible puns, worse than we do? And
wow,
that's a feat.
That's cool.
Jesus,
wow.
And they have that sound from Family Feud when he makes a bad pun.
Okay. Well, I actually nice.
No.
Is that it?
That's a shave. Are you shaving? No. What's that?
I think that was from The Price Is
Right. It's a very wet fart
or something. That's not a wet fart. Come on.
I'll show you wet fart.
I won't, but you might. Who knows?
Is that why you're trying to pronounce croissants?
Oh yeah, it was another.
There'll be a photo of a wet fart in the show notes. So you can look forward to that, dear listener.
Simon's going to put in a link to Boris Johnson's Wikipedia page or something. We should talk about the team.
Okay.
Because of all the changes that were made. Mm-hmm. And I made this beautiful, beautiful graphic.
Yeah.
Sexy as hell.
Perfect for an audio podcast.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
We lost Kempf. Yeah, because Kempf was out. We had Marton Dardai back in, even though he was supposed to go somewhere. That's at least just what some of the transfer journalists said. You know, these self-appointed.
They are the worst.
Yeah.
Like that guy on Twitter, Romano, Fabrizio Romano, he started kind of like almost doing PR for...
Yeah, he's in the business now.
Mason Greenwood, the guy...
I saw that, yeah.
The sexual predator. Fuck's sake.
Oh, anyway. Speaking of sexual predators, little
Watch detour. What you're going to say, Jan.
No. Nico Schulz.
Oh, okay.
Was said to be keeping fit with Babelsberg, and there was so much protest that they kicked him out again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I guess I didn't know. I forgot about Schulz. What did he do?
Oh, he kicked his pregnant girlfriend in the belly. Apart from other things.
Okay.
Trauma.
Yeah.
So I think Dortmund either kicked him, they suspended him, and then they his contract ran out.
Kicked them in the stomach as well.
Yeah. And he's been, but and Jerome Boateng is in Austria now, and they had the first home game, and his own fans were yelling Frauenschläger, Frauenschläger.
Nice.
When he came, or hey, Frauenschläger, Frauenschläger, something like that. He was booed. That was good.
I'm amazed that any club would touch him.
I saw an article about it by, there's an Austrian football magazine called Ballesterer. And one of, I think the editor at large, she lives in Hamburg. And she wrote about the funny thing, or not the funny thing, is the ironic thing is that this season in Austria is especially dedicated to the fight against violence, against domestic violence. And
fuck's sake.
And the sporting director of the new club he's with now, I think it's LASK, I keep forgetting, he said that we didn't look at that story when he was asked about the domestic violence thing.
My God. Unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
So 4-3.
Yes.
Oh, teacher's pet.
No, good call, actually. Let's focus on the positive instead of talking about those scumbags.
We had Shula. Shula is now basically the replacement for Tabakovic. And Cuisance went to the... because Khabovnik had to fill in midfield for Cuisance, like in the eighth position. And he did so well that now Cuisance went to the wing. And they took out Winkler because he's not doing well so far.
Okay. And do you know if it's a permanent... like they're going to stay that way for now or just for the game or...
He put in Schuler because Tabakovic left before the Regensburg game. Mm-hmm. And then in Regensburg, the Regensburg and Schuler had a really, really great opportunity, like in the fourth minute, which he got the ball, put it nice to the other foot, and then he hit it into the Berlin skies. Okay. And then there was speculation if they would change and maybe get Niederlechner in because he scored one of the goals in the Regensburg game. But he stayed with Schuler and Schuler scored two goals.
Yes. Yeah, he did pretty well.
Yeah.
And I remember during the game in the chat, I said he is 25, but he looks 15.
Yeah.
Schuler, that's brilliant. Yeah. That's my expert analysis.
He had an interview with the Morgenpost podcast. Berliner Morgenpost is they have a podcast called Immer Härter, and I think they did one in the training camp.
Okay.
And he did like usually now the players, they go to school or to a boarding school where they have special sports stuff. Like Härter, all the players live at the academy, and they have, the school is right next to the academy. The, what's it called, Simon, do you remember?
No, I don't.
Anyways, and but he like did the whole apprenticeship. He's like some craftsman now. I don't know what, but he did this whole. He did 3 years of apprenticeship to have a backup if it didn't work out with football. And they talked about that for quite some time.
Oh,
I think he's a carpenter or something like that. I forgot.
Jeez.
So like Simon, a man of the wood.
Jesus Christ, literally.
Yeah.
Chippies are useful people.
The funny thing is we saw the entire thing. All of us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very, very rare, actually. For...
Thank you, Sport.
That's true, yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. More of that, please.
How was your commentary? Was the guy yelling all the time? Did you catch a name?
No.
I don't remember my call. I just remember my guy saying he pronounced Kaiserslautern 50 different ways every time he said it. Like sometimes he would just say Kaiserslautern. Sometimes it was Kaiserslautern. Sometimes it was like more of a Kaiserslautern. Like, I don't know. He seemed to have a different way to say it every time. And I was like, wow. That was the one thing I kept hearing.
It was a shotgun, a scattergun kind of approach to it. Yeah, yeah. One of them was going to be right.
Exactly. Exactly.
The nightmare must be Kaiserslautern at Gelsenkirchen.
Mm. <don't>.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw a video about that, like Gelsenkirchen, 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 which is the right way, or Scheiße 04, as we say.
That works.
Yeah,
I scrolled back up to the beginning of the game, and Jan, you said, speaking of expert analysis, I hate Markus Anfang.
Oh,
that's like Kaiserslautern's manager.
Yeah,
and yeah, and the guy is 2 years younger than me, and I say with a surprised eye because he looked like, you know, ugh. He looks rough.
Well, we weren't going to say anything, Patrick, but, you know.
I'm just saying.
You look like a coach, no hair, always this annoyed look on your face.
Fair.
Markus Anfang lost his job at Werder Bremen because he had forged his vaccination papers.
Yes. Yeah.
Just.
Wow.
That should be in his Wikipedia profile.
And they were doing well.
I hope it is.
They were really doing well.
Oh, okay. Okay, their first goal, I think. Yeah, okay, I'm not going to scroll through.
Scroll through it. It's
a live chat.
Yeah, what a parade of goals, even. I know the second, I think it was their second one, stood out. The header.
Just before halftime?
Yeah, was it that one? Or no,
I think so.
There was the missed pass. 51st minute, Khabovnik through the midfield to Sherhunt, and Sherhunt just pops it into the white.
I remember thinking it was really nice. I just have that image of a header going right in. I also remember one of the goals that I really liked was actually Opoku's or whatever. His goal, it was pretty nice. Like on the far side of the net was...
Yeah, actually that one was right before halftime.
The Opoku one.
Yes, Opoku, yes, at the 45th.
Yeah.
Didn't you say header?
Yeah, header. No, I did say header. Like, the one I liked was the header. Was that the...
That was the first goal.
Was it the first?
Mm. Yeah. Of course, the header from Schuler, 28th minute.
Well, yeah, but there was more than one header during the entire match.
Yeah, there was a few goals.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, true.
There was only one header goal.
I don't think so.
Yes, I think so.
Well, okay then.
Okay.
Anyway, Joel was talking about Opoku, 45th minute. Okay.
But not even that. I mean, just my point would be more just that out of all the goals, four out of three, I mean, seven goals, a lot of them were pretty nice too. Like, yep, they weren't, that's true. You know, like, I mean, a couple were kind of shoveled in or kind of whatever, but even one where the other keeper got a pretty good hand on it, but, you know, obviously just blasted past him anyway, in a sense. Like,
what's the 3-3?
Was that the Cuisson? Okay. That was against?
Yeah. That was where Zeefuyk just skates through the ball.
Yeah. I remember saying that. The guy faked him out of his shoes. Third goal, Tomiak.
I mean, if we can keep scoring like this in a fashion that seems nice and not just sort of accidental. Yeah, it's nice to see goals that look like they were planned to be that way.
Increasingly, you know, instead of
just seeing us fumble our way into a net eventually, and maybe we win a 1-0 game, we're actually, it's like we executed four goals that had plays and passes and plans, and it's like, oh, okay, we can do that.
And Jan, you mentioned something that, or was it you, Joel? I'm not sure. It was something like to the effect of, it's nice to be able to, you know, go from one end of the pitch to the other in like three passes.
Could have said that.
You see an opening, you use it and you get the ball forward. And that was really nice. That was of course, it's ideal that the fact that we won is ideal, but sorry, I'm all getting choked up. had we lost that match, I would have been furious, of course. But
used to it.
Yes, also that. But I would have said, I would have thought this was entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually the word they used the most. They said entertaining and good quality game, which I've never heard when I talked to about a Hertha game.
Jan, you also mentioned something like Matushka seems surprised that this game is so good. He expected some boring shit fest.
Simon was about to say something.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Simon. Go ahead.
I've forgotten what it was now.
Oh.
It's gone right out of my head.
If it's important, it will come back.
I'm sure it will, yes.
And it was not only was it a barn burner down there, but it was also literally 28 degrees at 8:30 p.m. in the stadium, and I think that's like, damn, that's pretty intense to play a night game in that level of heat. Like 28 degrees at 8:30 p.m. is
that's not great.
Sunsets, right?
Didn't they take a water break as well?
Two, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, the heat rules.
Because I don't know what the regulations are when it, you know, if it's above like, I don't know, 25, it's two water breaks and.
I think it's at the discretion of the referee.
Okay.
I don't know.
And, that ref was really letting things fly for a while there, too? Until he finally dished out, like, whenever the yellow card started to come, I'm like, those are the softest yellows, like, I've seen. But they're also, like, reasonable in the sense that, like, okay, he's just trying to, like, rein it back in a little. Because, like, he was letting it fly. For a while, and then
which is good.
Patrick said something about lost his cards or something. He eventually found them. My pet theory is that they had a hole in the bottom of his shorts pocket or something, and they had slipped down into his boxers. So, and eventually, it dropped out when he found it. I didn't know.
Get a new set till later in the second half.
I think he left them in the dressing room, and then he found them at halftime, and then forgot about them again, and then he found them. I think the first yellow was like 60.
In hockey, we call it letting them play. That's just all we say
yeah,
about it, right?
It's not wrong.
The ref's letting them play.
But it's not wrong.
So, like, it was like that for me. Like, I was
they
like,
also
oh, damn,
mentioned that
them.
The ref is really good.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, how can I say? Like, when you don't really notice the ref that much, I'm guessing it's a good sign.
Yeah.
And like in the Bundesliga. Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, and I mean, if he was only being noticed for letting certain plays go, really, in that sense, like people were looking at him, and he was, the only time he was on screen was when he was waving everyone off, like, no, keep going. No, it was nice to see you too.
Keep going. I got a train to catch. You know,
I don't want any extra time.
Exactly. Let's move things along. Another thing that I mentioned during the match is, did they just tell themselves, fuck defending, it's boring? Because there was a few parts that it was like, you know, up one way and down the other way. Like, let's bomb it and let's fuck it. Let's just go.
That was, but after the 2-2, like everybody was, you know, before it was 2-1, okay, Hertha had to do something. And after Scherhand equalized, it was like, okay, now we have to win this game. And then they had to, usually, you know, if you're up 1-0 and you just tap on the ball and pass it around at the unimportant spaces. But the funniest thing that they said during the broadcast was they were talking about the referee. And then we're talking about how refereeing in the erste Bundesliga is not going well. And then there was something, and then Tuchel just said, yeah, you know, they make so much money. And then the other guy was like, you sure? Oh, yes, they make so much money.
They don't, though.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Couple thousand per match.
It's couple thousand?
I think so.
Okay. But they all have like full-time jobs. Okay.
Like the one guy, what's his name? Brich. He is very funny. They always, whenever I do the story about him, he's a police officer, but he does traffic schools for kids. So they always show him with like little hand puppets.
Okay. Wasn't it like, what was her name? Bibi Steinhaus? She was a police officer as well, right?
Most of them are they're either lawyers, doctors, or police officers.
Okay.
So that's my general feeling.
That was one thing. Another thing I noticed from the match for sure has to be Kenny, not still doing the corners. No more long balls. They're all, I'm like, okay, sweet. Okay, good. They figured that out. Exactly. Every corner was a short, just that little back. And I mean, I think they're making them work, or, you know, none of them were set play, like play goals, right? I don't think, right? But like, I don't know, they're moving it in and not relying on Kenny on those lobs that
I think
were
at
not
least
working.
Yeah. One corner from led to a goal.
One corner flag to the other corner flag, almost like, you know, bombing it. Not great. Sorry, Jan.
I think the last goal happened after a corner.
Okay. That's possible.
And so, like, but I mean, if it did, then it was that little short kick buildup, right? Then,
yeah, but I mean, I listened to another podcast, and they actually said that Hertha seems to have worked on their set pieces.
Okay. Well,
hopefully we're working.
Encouraging.
I mean, yeah.
Isn't it cool if you don't rely on under Dada, you always relied on set pieces, and now it's just, I mean, my favorite goal was the first goal. Just basically Gechter getting the ball from somewhere, and then he just chipped it into Kenny's Laufig.
Running?
No, Laufig. This is the way that the other player is going. You pass it exactly like a weighted pass.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And it's called in the Laufig in the route.
A leading.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Yes.
And, I liked how Kenny absorbed contact and ran on. And then he just, it was a very beautiful little flick. And then.
Now that you're describing it, I remember I remember it. But another thing, I mean, I think we can, that's one thing that we can, that's one conclusion that we can make from the first few games of the season. Okay, the defense is still a shit show, but at least the offense is showing, you know, positive signs. And I'm not planning a parade just yet, but it's encouraging, you know?
You're starting to cut the confetti.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I need to be prepared. I mean,
even though you're right about the defense, I think the biggest difference is that we now have a good defensive midfielder, which we didn't have last season. So there's way less chances for the other team. And of course, they play more, like we had like 64% possession.
Yes.
Yeah.
Under Dade, I think the highest we had was 40.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. 64-36. Yes.
And that was because towards the end, they gave the ball. I mean, Kaiserslautern had the ball quite a lot. It was something in the 70s.
Okay.
And I think when Fjell came, his first press conference, he said something about, can I say that name on air? Or are you going to kill me?
No, go.
His idol is Pep.
Oh, right, yeah, I knew that, yes.
Yeah, because he said, I'm also from Spain, because he's half Spanish.
I'm going to bleep it out, that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be, you know, worshipping Satan for all I care. If he can unfuck this club, he's got my vote. Mm-hmm. Basically, you know.
What about if he had children underneath a pizza parlor and was eating their blood? How about that? Oh, that's QAnon.
Okay.
That's what QAnon is all about. QAnon followers believe that the Democrats have children underneath a pizza parlor and they're like eating their blood or something like that. It's really cuckoo.
Yeah.
Anyways, Simon.
Moving on.
Simon, do you remember in all your time supporting Hertha them playing that well offensively?
No, probably not. My memory is absolutely awful, but I mean, what was quite nice, I thought, with it all, because they sort of went behind several times and they didn't throw them, and they sort of came back and scored again, and they did that sort of, you know, a few times, didn't they? And
they have a lot more fight.
Yeah,
that's true.
How we all nodded. Everybody.
No, well, credit where it's due. I'd say. I mean, at one point, I made a sort of little comment and things on the group chat about them sort of passing around all over the place. But I mean, they did that, you know, for me, they did it for too long. It was just like passing practice going around the field. But they only sort of did that once. I mean, I think, Jan, you said something about possession.
He wants possession, yeah.
But, I mean, possession that doesn't necessarily win you matches. You can have, like, 90% possession and still lose. But some of the passing where they were sort of just going forward, I think somebody said earlier on about sort of putting just a few passes through and going more or less from one end of the pitch to the other. And, I mean, some of the passing was really accurate too. And being able to sort of, you know, get to the length of the pitch like that and then sort of have a good old pop at it, even if you don't necessarily score, was a joy to see, really. And I don't think we've seen that kind of thing for a very long time.
Mm.
So,
yeah, it feels like real positivity for once in a way, more than just sort of like
and a concept
manufactured.
Yep, that's true.
Wannabe hope.
It
feels like actual positivity, because it's not like, it's not just are we seeing the good things, we're also coming off two wins now. And it's just we're always talking about but we're just talking about the it looks good, wins will come, but right now it's looking good and we're experiencing wins.
Yeah,
so it's what's this feeling? I'm nervous, but
rare is what that feeling is.
Yes,
very rare.
Yes,
because even so quickly, like, you know, you score four goals, you're not going to really remember that they scored three. You know, like, but if it's 3-1 or 3-0, well, yeah, I'm gonna remember they scored 3 goals on us for sure. So I mean, that makes a difference too. But I felt throughout that whole match too, is that whether it was them taking the lead at 2-1 or even when it was them equalizing 3-3 or whatever, like, it always felt like we were in it and we were gonna even win it. Like, there was like even behind, I felt like, no, we're coming, like, this is, we're coming back for this.
Yep.
You know, even at that 3-3, it wasn't like, I mean, it wasn't so late, 68 minutes, but it was at least like still felt 3-3. I was like, no, we're still going to come ahead on this one and did. But like, there was that feeling the whole match, which like I feel, you know, it hasn't always been there in the past. Once it's 3-3, it becomes more in my head, where's that fourth goal coming from? It's not coming. So like, and but you know, on Saturday, it didn't feel like that. It was, let's get one more, you know, one more. Yep.
We're still, I mean,
it felt like they still had gas in the tank. It's not as if they were sort of, yeah, they were shot. They, you know, you felt that they could sort of go on and do something with it.
I did notice something though, looking at the score sheet, and I don't know if it's maybe not like a focus issue or a coaching issue, but okay, Shula made it 1-0 at the 28th minute, and they scored 4 minutes later.
Yeah.
Okay, to make it 1-1, and then Shula scored again at the 64th minute to make it 3-2. And then Tobiak faked Zeefuik out of his shoes and tied it up again at 3-3, 4 minutes later. So it seems like in this match anyway, it seemed like we were dropping off mentally a little bit after scoring, and that allowed them to come back into the game twice. I don't know if that was just bad luck or if it happened a lot.
It's something that had to do, that they've done that historically, haven't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, anecdotally, it feels that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's like, we always need to score 2 goals because they're going to always get one back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That should be the new system. Don't score once, score twice.
Yes.
And then we should be okay.
What I think is interesting is that Hertha ran more, even though they had more possession, because usually you say that the team that doesn't have the ball has to run more because it's always trying to, like, you're always behind trying to get the ball, but they have more. And I mean, I think if you take the 2-1, that's basically a gift. A gift from Gechter. This horrible pass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was bad.
The miscommunication.
Yes.
Yeah. So take that away. And then I think Kaiserslautern also tried to come back really hard.
That's, yeah, credit to them.
And I mean, the game could have gone either way. You had, like, Rache had like 2 chances. There were really, one was the header where he's all free in the box, and then he has this last kick, and one of the last attacks happening in the game was him somehow missing. Yeah.
And also the one that Tomiak scored to make it 3-3, when, as I mentioned, Zeefuik was faked out of his shoes. He slipped 2 seconds before, so he was out of position anyway. So he was vulnerable.
The player who the other player took the ball away from Demme, but then he held him down, which I think should have been a yellow card or something like that, because it's really, because this really fucked it up, because he couldn't get the ball back and then he had all this space.
That's true.
That's the only thing that really pissed me off about the refereeing.
And they also had XGs. XGs is, you know, whatever.
What's the XG?
2.44 for them and 2.35 for Hertha.
Yeah, because our shots were not that easy.
Yeah, that's true. And we had fewer shots as well. 20. Okay, total shots, 24 to 18 for them, and shots on target, 9 to 7.
Interesting. I have 13-13 at kicker.de.
Okay.
Sorry, wrong game, my bad.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That was a big difference.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, it's bad if you have a hard condition, that kind of game, but Jesus, that was fun.
Yeah.
One thing I'd sort of put in there were quite a few goldmouth scrabbles with you know, the ball pinballing all over the place. Now, in the past, I think the football gods would have just let it in. But we got away with that a few times, which helped us, you know, that's happened so many times in the past, and somehow or other the ball's managed to wriggle its way through, and you know, we concede yet another goal. But this time, not so much. So, thank you, footballing gods.
Yes, Jan, do you remember the post-match interviews?
Yeah.
They interviewed these guys from FCK. His name was Rita, I think, and he was as
Malon,
bright red as his shirt.
the red menace. Yeah,
yes, the red skull. I don't know. I just thought that was funny. And also in the chat, I'm looking at Jan. You asked, "What is Tuša wearing?" And with the emoji like peeking through his fingers. And then I said, "Laundry day."
Title.
That might be the title of the episode. So yeah,
that was really fun. It's like yeah. They were all. But I was like, you always have one like commentator and one ex. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, I also said Ritter looks like a Brit who just spent a week in Tenerife. Sorry, Sergeant.
No, we can't remember that one. Yeah. Yeah, that's
good. All right. But from experience, I would say that Russians are worse.
Yeah.
Because I went to Greece once and there was this Russian guy. He didn't have a sunburn. He had all his skin basically falling off.
Oh,
Jesus.
I've never been that burned in my life. And I have quite a few burns.
One of the festivals, the one that I said where it was, like in the low 30s, there was a guy there that was helping out because we were sort of volunteering, sort of doing things for the festival. But with this guy, because it was so warm on the first day, he had his shirt off most of the day. And the blisters and things on his back was horrendous. Oh, that must have really hurt.
Before I forget, Jan, every time we record, you get burned anyway. Sorry, that was
weak ass shit.
That was too easy.
But if we come back to the difference in shots on goal, most of the shots from Kaiserslautern were really like far away. Not that dangerous.
True. I think so. But I think it was their first goal. It was it their first goal? Near the corner of the box, and the guy really, you know, perfectly placed shot.
It wasn't
even that strong.
Yeah,
like, mm-hmm. Threaded the needle.
Why didn't the other guys just put their foot in or something? I mean, like you saw the ball just going past them. And
yeah, because I think it went like through a forest of legs almost. He got really lucky.
Yeah, and basically it's Dio's fault for heading the ball, just kicked the ball away, and he headed the ball right next to the other guy, and the other guy deflected it with his chest towards the other guy. Yeah, but my favorite part about the interviews was all the Kaiserslautern guys being like, "We should have at least drawn the game. It's so hard." And the coach went the same way. It was so hard.
I also said, "Ang Fang kind of looks like Homer Simpson." And you said that that was disrespectful to Homer. Yeah.
Of course. Homer. Right.
What else? Oh, sorry.
Choreo.
Yes.
Yeah, I put it in there, yeah.
Just before that, interesting stats. Third win in a row for Hertha in the league. That was the first time since October 2021.
Cup and league.
Okay, sorry. Yes, cup and league.
And
okay.
I posted that to another group and somebody said that's not right because in last year, Hertha beat I don't know who, and then they beat Hamburg in the cup and then they won in Kaiserslautern, so that should be the same thing.
Ah, okay.
But yeah,
okay.
The drift is right. We never won that many games in a row, which is one of the reasons why we got relegated and didn't get promoted.
13 goals in the last five matches.
It's a lot.
Wow. Which is, yeah, this is pretty good. And also,
it used to be half a season for us.
Yes, undefeated in seven matches against FCK something. Okay. Auch im siebten Zweitligaspiel gegen den FCK ungeschlagen.
Why are you reading German now?
Because that's what the screenshot says.
Oh, I didn't even read that thing. I just read the first thing.
You posted the screenshot. You didn't even read what you post.
I read the first thing. That was the only thing that I cared about.
But, I mean, I read that right. Right?
Yeah, he was right, yeah.
Undefeated in seven. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, Kaiserslautern was really shitty in the Bundesliga when they last played, and then they were Dritte Liga, then didn't play against them. So, and then when Hertha went down to Zweite Bundesliga, they were always this Uber team that had like the highest worth of the whole squad. So they were always the last time they were Zweite Liga, didn't they just set the record for points in the Zweite Bundesliga?
I don't remember, but I didn't even know that they were in the third division.
Yes, they almost went bankrupt.
Oh, wow, okay.
And maybe if you go to Lautern, you don't mention Stefan Kunz. Just don't mention Stefan Kunz.
Just in case. Okay. Yeah. Noted.
Like he was the big hero. Weren't they the only promoted team that won the championship right away in 97 with Rehagel.
Oh, okay.
And he was the striker. Then he came back and became their coach. But I'm not sure if he was coach or sport director. And now he didn't go well. There's like a 5-hour episode of Rasenfunk about that. And they almost went bankrupt because of their stadium.
Because of it?
Yeah, because of it.
Financial burden, I guess.
Hmm. Okay.
Cautionary tale.
Yes. yeah, absolutely. Jan, you also mentioned Correo.
Yeah.
Go.
It was pretty cheeky, I have to say. It was just blue and silver, right? Like little thingies. And they had this old 70s Berliner bear. You know, the bear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they had some, I think they're called twinklers, like blinker. It's a kind of pyrotechnic that doesn't really have a flame, but it's more like blinking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the words from one of the new songs that read, wenn der Ball ins Tornetz fliegt, if the ball hits the goal net. And what I found really cheeky is that after the match, they put up the end of this stanza, and it says, feiern wir den Auswärtssieg. And I was wondering if they had put that up if they lost the game. You know?
I hope not.
Yeah.
That would be
pretty ballsy. It's a pretty ballsy move, though.
Yeah. That would have been a waste of a some precious
speaking
material.
Of fans, after the last home game, Kreisel said something. All the players who want to leave, that's okay, but please leave now. We only want to work with people who really want, who believe in this project.
Who said that?
Kreisel, the capo.
Oh, okay.
And 2 days later, Kempf was gone. Kempf played the entire game, but they lost. And Tabakovic was subbed on in the 85th minute in Hoffenheim.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember. Was he having a bad game or Tabakovic? Or?
Oh, he came in the 85th.
Oh, he came in. Okay, sorry. Okay, I thought it was subbed off at the when they needed a goal. You know,
I didn't get the whole transfer because, I mean, they have Kramaric, who's been their top scorer for 500 years, feels like.
Okay.
I mean, he often just goes for hat-tricks. Croatian, no? Andrej Kramaric? Kramaric, sorry.
Sorry, I can't help you there. Sorry. Guys, anyone?
Such an interesting club.
Yes.
Oh, did you hear they have ultra problems now? Like the club, like the fans are upset at the club for something, and now it's the funniest thing, the supporters said they're not going to support the next home game, and everyone's like, yeah, but nobody can tell the difference.
Ooh, that's quite harsh.
Burn.
Yeah, Hoffenheim always get a bad rep. I don't even know if it's right, but the games are like only 20,000 people show up or something like that. It's really small. And I think they were one of the first like small town clubs that came up, apart from Mainz and Augsburg, but they were like, you know, they only exist because of what's his name? Klopp? No.
Hop.
Yes.
Yeah. Hoppenheim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Hoppenheim. Yes, exactly. I'm still trying to think about like Kramaric, the other guy you mentioned.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Yeah. This is a Hertha podcast, by the way. Welcome, listeners or listener. Okay. So, let's get this train back on track.
I just hope that nobody just listens to it for the first time and say, oh, okay, that's being Hertha fan is you win 3 games in a row. Okay, noted.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the emotion. We don't know what to do. You know, what's happening?
We'll have to put a disclaimer in the show notes just to make sure nobody gets that impression. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So what do we got? What else? DFB Cup, men's, women's?
Yeah, nothing happened. Just the men's got, okay. You know, they had the lottery.
Okay.
And they're going to play Heidenheim at home.
Okay. And that's the end of October, yes. If I remember.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, yes.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to that.
The end of October. I mean, would it be possible for a nobody like me to get tickets for that game if I'm still in Berlin?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, I'll get you one.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
I was going to say, and Heidenheim and Hertha only played one game so far in the 2016 Cup.
Oh, okay.
And it was really like they went up twice and we won 2-3 or something like that. It was a really close game. I think we could have drawn worse. Everybody's like, oh yeah, Heidenheim are on top of the league right now because they won the first games, something like that. I think they killed St. Pauli like really bad and then they won, I don't know.
No, St. Pauli's really not.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's still like almost 2 months away, so there is plenty of shit left to hit the fan. So let's...
on all sides.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's wait and see.
Kevin Sessa can come back and then kill them. Why should we always get goals from a former player? Why don't other clubs get goals from a former player?
Well, if they do, we don't hear about it.
Yeah.
I guess. Anyway. Okay, so moving on. Women's start to the season. What do you have?
Just read what they wrote. We talked about the cup last time.
Yeah, number 4, women's start to the season.
But if you scroll down, there's information.
Oh, okay. let's see. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You're right. One cup match, as mentioned last time. Okay. One first two league matches away at Bischofswerda, 2-6, and Union 2, 1-3. Okay.
Yeah, we got rid of Union, but now we have their second team. The under-23s is...
the new cockroaches. Awesome. Cannot get rid of them. First home game versus Turbine Potsdam 2 on a side pitch. Men play F95 at home at the same time.
Yeah, that's really shitty. The game was supposed to be on a Saturday and Hertha play Fortuna Düsseldorf at home. But now they're like basically one starts at 2 and one starts at 1:30. It's really shitty.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mm. If it had been a different time, you would have gone along. But
my friend said, hey, we can do Lotte at the first half and then we go to the second half of the women's match. So, okay.
It's like a theater hopping.
Yeah. You know? Oh, callback.
Ah, that's true. That's true. That wasn't even on purpose. Oh, all right. Okay.
It's so a machine.
That Turbine Potsdam pretty good.
Yeah, but it's the second team.
Second team.
Okay. Okay.
They got promoted back.
Why go watch them go get pumped? It's sort of my was my thinking behind that. I'm like, I don't know if it like, but yeah, okay.
Yeah, good point.
One of the players of Hertha, she used to play for Turbine when they were in the Bundesliga. And then she went to Berkeley, I think. And then she had a really bad injury and they thought she could never play again. She went back home. And now she scored 2 goals in the last game.
Wow.
Marleen Rode.
Oh, yeah. So that's the one that...
my daughter loves?
Yes.
Yeah.
And no. That's how the not the last episode, but the one before that.
Yeah.
And then Joel, you like, all right, I'm done.
Oh, yes.
What do we do with the tracks? I don't want to fuck up the tracks. And I was like, all right, that's it. That's my cue. I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, we had been talking for like almost 2 hours. So, you know.
It was a long one, yeah.
It was time. Good timing. Okay, so next up, injury updates. Zessa back in team practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You saw the typo as well. Okay. Practive. Let's practive a little bit. Okay, so yeah. Okay, good. Reese, no new news on that.
No. I think he took off the what's it called? Is it Aircast or the thing?
Yes.
I don't know what the name is. Airwalker? I don't know.
Aircast?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the thing? Yeah. Okay.
She doesn't have the thing anymore. The thing about the around the foot.
Okay. A shoe.
Yeah, a shoe.
Yeah. Sock?
Like boot? The other thing, Brooks, not official yet, twisted ankle, maybe dislocated. There is no official word yet, I don't think. Jan, what do you say? One?
sorry, my Apple Music was opening and I couldn't fix it. Yeah, I saw a video where he really it popped out. So his foot was at a very, very horrible angle.
Yes,
and then they popped it back in. And somebody said today he's going to be out for, I think Anna said he's going to be out for a few weeks, but I didn't find anything on the respective websites about an injury.
Hmm.
So the only injured players officially are Cesar, but he's not injured anymore. He's back in practice, and Riese.
Okay.
Riese.
Hmm. Yeah, PB cup. Okay. Yeah, peanut butter cup. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Maybe I get Joel a shirt that says Reese, with a C. That would be so cute.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That was nice.
Okay. So for some reason, point number six is blank. So let's just move on to point number seven. Shout out to Steve.
Ooh.
Jan, you said that we got some feedback.
Yeah, hang on. With my phone. Hang on. I got it. Is that something to be read out aloud? It was a direct message. I'm not sure.
Well,
Steve, can we read it?
I think so. I mean, there wasn't anything not egregious, but what's the word I'm looking for here? Offensive or, controversial? Nothing. No, it was okay, I think. So, by the way, anyone, if you want to drop us a line, you can do so on Twitter. Is it DMTF Pod or DMTF Podcast? I always forget.
I guess. Hang on. I have
podcast. To... Okay.
Podcast.
Professionals at work here, folks.
DMTF Podcast. Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Simon. You've been very quiet so far, Simon. Everything okay?
Yeah. I'm just napping away in the corner here.
He's tired from all the festivals.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Just the hearing about it makes me tired.
Six this summer. So we're not going to do quite so many next year, I don't think.
But that might sound like a really stupid question, but...
I can't wait for this.
How do you work with the lodging? Do you have a tent or do you sleep in a ditch or what's happening?
Depends how much I've drunk, really, but it's a tent usually.
Okay. Good answer. Okay.
Well, the one when it was really hot, it includes a feast in the evening. And you get tons, absolutely crazy amounts of food. And you've got bottomless glasses for ale, cider, mead, whatever tickles your fancy. So people come around with... They come around with big jugs and just...
They always fill it up.
They keep on filling it up, yeah. So
like coffee service at a diner in America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except for its booze. So, yeah.
Jesus. I mean, under the... when the sun is pounding down on you all day, you got to feel like shit the next day. My God. Yes, confirmed.
My problem, I don't get hangovers at all, ever. So, but what I suffered with...
Joel, I saw your fingers. Well, what?
I just
pure don't. Jealousy right there.
I just don't. Never have done. It's some kind of weird physiological thing. I don't know. But it was hot. And in the tent, once the sun started hitting that tent, I just had to sort of, just had to get up
it's
and out.
It's like it cooks you from
Yeah.
Oh, my Christ, Jesus.
I'm not very good when it's warm at the best of times, but, the tent, it just gets like a flipping oven when it's like that. It's
like a turkey in a bag.
Yeah, I just need you to get some oil or something. I'd baste myself, and I would have been just ready. I think by the time lunchtime came around. Yeah.
I can't do camping. I've always hated it.
I love glamping. Because I'm traumatized from camping as well. We had did I mention that before?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It was like a Westphalia? Like?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but my dad did all the, built everything himself. We got an empty car. Then he bought one of those reclining benches that go down into like a bed. Yeah, and then he put me on the steering wheel. No, he basically put like a piece of wood and a little shitty mattress from Hauptstraße, and then I was sleeping like over the driver's and the passenger seat. Mm-hmm. But it was good because my sister slept underneath the bench. Like,
oh my god,
that was been the worst.
Might as well sleep on under the van. You know, at least you get shade. Jesus.
And then we had like a dark green tent, and we were in Greece, and my sister slept till 3 p.m. in Greece in a dark tent. God. Okay, how do we get how do we come back to Steve now?
Steve, do you like camping?
World class.
We'd like to hear your thoughts about the idea of camping.
Masterful gambit, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I have my moments. But what did the Steve say?
Thanks for answering my question. And in parentheses, eventually.
Not fair. Good old Steve.
And I agree with all your points, which I think is just laziness because he doesn't want to go into all the points. I think I'm just impatient. I don't remember in 8-odd years of watching us go on a great run of victories. Bruno Labbadia, maybe. Great podcast again, guys. Stay off topic. Heart emoji. Thumbs up emoji.
No problem there.
And see,
we got you covered.
see how Hertha has already made that. I mean, he won't be pissed anymore about the season so far with the three wins and everything.
Oh, yeah. So now we're going to turn into like a fucking hippie commune.
What?
Right? What? We're going to all become all happy and all hopeful for the world and all that shit, you know? Yeah, no, not yet.
Anyways.
No. Simon is not having that.
Not sold on that one, I'm afraid. No.
Speaking of hippies,
yes.
Next topic: transfers. Fabian Riese stays.
What?
Riese stays. Yes.
Yeah, he's a hippie. Oh, he pretends to be a hippie.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't call that a hippie.
He's very, very esoteric.
Oh, okay.
Like,
because like his style is more like
more what he says. What he says is very
okay.
Very, let's hug some trees.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not really too keen on him right now.
Why?
It shows up later in the document.
Okay.
His social media.
Well, maybe we start with all the transfers. Just a quick.
Is it because you just don't like trees or something? Yeah.
I hate trees. Yeah. I hate trees.
Yeah, relax, Saruman.
I hate
cut trees. Cut down all the trees. God, like, roll up, take it easy.
Some of these trees were my friends.
Yes.
Yeah. I hate trees almost as much as women. It's true.
Holy shit.
Okay.
That's a callback.
How's the Lotte work going?
Yeah.
Do you switch sides when there is an incident?
Yeah.
You start fighting your co-workers.
I can finish this job for you, man.
Oh,
yes, exactly.
We've got a question, by the way. When will Hertha actually try to help international members pay membership dues?
Oh wow! Hey, that's a...
did you write that, Joel?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, am I?
It wasn't Joel. I don't think. No, it wasn't.
Oh wow!
Sent by Joel B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't poke the bear.
Ah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Ed. Good old Ed.
Shout out to Joe and Ed. Hi guys. But that's a good question, and I mean, I said it last episode. I am glad that there are positive signs on the pitch, but off the pitch, I am not holding my breath. No. Let's just say.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, they did just in relation, I don't know, well, I mean, how it may relate to the question or not, but didn't they just send out an email this week or last, at the end of the last, about how how crazy they would have been or something, or how busy they were. I don't know. I put the auto translate on. I started to read it. I didn't really finish the whole thing, but it was just like, it was a,
I skipped it, to be honest.
Yeah. But I was like, oh, it's been so crazy here. And now we're ready to, like, I don't know, whatever.
It's been crazy here, but you don't hear me bitch about it. You know?
Yeah. So I just sort of was
like, okay, what email did you get?
We got an email like from the club saying like,
we're working on your stuff.
No, not for me personally. It was like the basic big one, but it was like saying, oh, we've just been so busy here.
Did I get it too? No, just the international fans? Or?
I don't know.
Do they have?
Let me hack into your email and check.
Yeah.
I can put on my team viewer.
Please don't.
Just give us all your logins and passwords, and then
My password is password.
of course.
Didn't Menu have TeamViewer as a sponsor at some point?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stupid.
Yeah, and look at them now. They are a shit show. And I am all there for it because it's awesome.
Anyway.
Burn that city down, by the way. Do the world a favor.
I watched an interview with Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, that's why I said burn the city down.
And then
down.
I remembered he's a City fan.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Before they had oil money, or?
I think so.
No, that goes back a long time. Yeah. With him.
So they were always the...
He's still a prig, though.
They were always the bad one from Manchester, right? They were the...
Well, yeah, they were in the third division for two seasons even, I think.
Okay. League One.
So yeah, third division.
Which is where... Bradley Ibrahim went. Another great segue, man.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. You're on fire.
I'm like, what's the Polish guy?
Piontek.
Yeah.
Where is he now? Back in Italy, right?
Italy.
Yes. Okay.
I think. I'm not sure. Italy or Turkey? Turkey.
Okay. Doesn't matter. So, yeah, transfers. John Brooks, free agent.
Mm.
And his ankle will arrive in a separate flight. Also, John Dagur Torsch. Oh, fucking hell. John Dagur Torsteinsen. Right? That's it?
Why don't we start with the outs and then go to the others?
Okay.
Because I think it's nicer because it sounds better because we got so many great players.
Okay. Eichberger out to Essen. We mentioned that last episode. I think Bradley Ibrahim, like you mentioned, Crawley Town, League One on loan.
Tabakovic.
Yeah, that's the guy we got from Arsenal.
Yeah. The one that I said was so good. He's still looking for the catch. I think they found the catch. I think he was suspended at some point because he just didn't.
No, yeah, he's a head case. Like he's a.
How do you know?
I think that's why Arsenal let him go.
Oh, okay, didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Robert Kwasigroch.
Yeah, okay.
To Fortuna Düsseldorf on a loan. Tim Hoffmann.
Kwasigroch is German for cuisines.
yes. Yeah, good point. Yeah, that's my cuisance.
Damn.
Yeah, cuisance is not a problem, but quasi gros is apparently.
That's pretty good.
Okay, so yeah,
I couldn't find out what the Keuken Kampioen Divisie is. It's the second league in the Netherlands. I wasn't sure. I couldn't.
Oh yeah, Keuken Kampioen Divisie. Okay.
The other one is the Eredivisie. That's the first one.
Yes.
And it had Ajax 2 in there. So I figured, okay, maybe it's the second or the third. I don't know. Because Nsona went there on loan.
Okay.
And he's playing with a former Hertha player, and Julius Kade.
Kade, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm working down the list and you're working upwards.
Because you left out Tabakovic and Kempf.
Offenheim for 3 million, Tabakovic. Kempf, Como in Italy, 2.5. Kanga, Cardiff, loan. Ben Sedardai, Wolfsburg on a free. And for fuck's sake, in parentheses, why for fuck's sake?
Because he didn't sign a pro contract with Hertha, so they only got the, I don't know, 250,000,
Okay, so he really wanted to leave, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so yeah, happy trails. What else? Maulida, Halkulud.
That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing we should be happy about.
Report, yes. He's reportedly gone. Medium six figures.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, those guys over there, they are pissing money. You know, they don't know what to do with it. They buy shitty players with it.
Yeah, but then...
As is the case right there.
Not even a million.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll take it. Yeah, that works. Okay, so Rogel Internacional in Brazil.
Speaking of which, I just learned that, did you know the way that AC Milano only would never hire foreigners? That's why the other club is called Internazionale.
Oh.
I learned that yesterday.
Really?
On YouTube, yeah.
Hmm. Well, okay. I didn't know that.
Back in the early 20th century, they wouldn't let foreigners join. That's why the other club is called Internazionale, because they let everybody in.
Huh. Yeah, because like in the 80s, they had a bunch of Van Basten and all those guys.
Yeah, but back in the day.
Earlier. What?
the other striker, Rüdhüllit.
Oh, yeah, Rüdhüllit, yes.
That's true.
Jesus.
Hang on. I had a point. I forgot it.
And you're going to make fun of me for Fabi? No way.
That was perfect.
No, I mean, I'm never going to give anyone shit for having problems with Dutch names and Dutch words in general, because okay. It's not easy.
I mean, fair.
It's not easy.
I thought Jana was just sort of gargling there for a minute. Yeah. I didn't realize he was trying to say somebody's name.
It took me a few seconds to catch on. Yes.
I thought you said Rüdhüllit, or were you just gargling?
No, you did.
Okay. You said something before that sounded like Rüdhüllit to me.
Van Basten?
And then afterwards, I thought you said Rüdhüllit, because they were the two strikers of the 88 European Championship team.
Yes, but I just said Van Basten and no one else.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not going to get away with that one that easy. Okay, so what else? Tim Hoffmann to Erzgebirge Aue.
Yeah, it's just good because they get playing time in the Dritte Liga, which is a good level and... So far, I think Tim Hoffmann has played every game.
Okay, good. But does he have like actual honest potential or?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the guy they had to drive to Braunschweig because somebody got injured or sick. And he was basically at the head like a team night out. And he got a call and then his mom picked him up and drove him to the Olympiastadion where somebody drove him to the game. And then he played. And wow, played okay. Well. That was the game where Kempf was injured when he scored the goal. When he came in, and they didn't lose.
Hmm. All right. Peter Pekarik, free agent. I thought he retired.
Yeah, he didn't really want to. People said that he's going to have a job at the academy, and now nobody knows. And then there was this picture from Instagram going around where he's like ripped like a motherfucker. Like seriously. He looks like, I don't know, like he's an MMA fighter. I don't know. Don't watch that. But he looked really, really ripped and went around. And maybe he can play another year.
Well, maybe, you know.
Okay. Yeah, but I think I think they left that open because of the Kenny situation. They weren't sure. Now that mm-hmm. Kenny stayed, they moved to Eichberger. Eichberger actually just came back from Halle. And he was supposed.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
And he was actually supposed. He played all the first few games, and then they loaned him out again. So that was probably the reaction to Kenny staying.
Okay, all right. What else? We have Enza Akskasal back to Hertha Zwei.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unimportant.
Mm-hmm. And Ayman Barkok.
Yeah,
to Mainz.
Back to Mainz.
End of loan. Okay, back. All right.
That was a loan that never made sense to me. Even though he scored one goal.
I remember the name, but...
He was the guy who was attacked at the nightclub.
Ah, yes. Yeah, I remember. Okay. All right.
Bad, that's the only thing you remember about him.
Yes, basically, yes. Okay, so yeah, let's move things along. Schuller from Magdeburg on a free. Diego Demme from Napoli on a free. That's good business. Kevin Zessa from Heidenheim on a free. Cuisance from Venezia. 300,000, John Brooks free agent, and John Dagur, Torsteinsson.
Torsteinsson.
Yeah. Yes, Torsteinsson.
Torsteinsson.
Oh my God. Torsteinsson. Okay. From Leuven in Belgium, from 1.4. Okay.
And the funniest thing is that apart from the fact that getting all these players for almost free, to get Cuisance for 300k when he was when Bayern bought him for 10 million, that's a good deal.
Ooh,
good business.
And he had a nice interview after the game where he said that he didn't do so well in the past, but now he understood and now he's better. And his whole family was there from Strasbourg.
Mm-hmm, yes.
It was pretty nice.
Speaks good German, but still with a strong French accent, which I thought was cool.
Yeah, but everybody keeps his French accent. That's a point of pride.
I'd get rid of mine if I could.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, let's start whining into the mic. People will love it. Okay. Maza extends his contract until 2026, which is great.
Yeah.
And Reza stays for this transfer period. Acts semicolon, acts like a douche.
Yeah.
Do you want to expand on that, Jan?
Oh, you have to go on and read the rest after that. That's a machine translation. Of his Instagram post. He posted on the day where he said that he stayed,
mm-hmm.
and he was basically people really knocked him for that because he made this big. Can you read it for?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Today is August 28, 2024, and I am listening to my heart.
You forgot the Dear Diary in the beginning to make it more
Dear Diary,
wholesome.
What a day it's been. Sorry.
Fuck's sake.
Maybe Simon wants to read it.
Well, yeah, Simon, go ahead. Go ahead, actually.
Well, what does it say? Today is August 28, 2024, and I'm listening to my heart more than ever. The encouragement, love, and emotions that I've experienced over the last year from Berlin and the Hertha family are beyond anything I could ever have dreamed of. Well, was that wet fart again?
Yeah. Keep going, it's not over.
I can't leave here. Scratch that. I don't want to leave here because we're not done here yet. Today is a beautiful day. Well, there you go.
You're Fabi.
Yes, indeedy.
He is laying it a bit thick.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, people were dissing him because it's 2 days before the end of the transfer period. Yeah.
Okay.
And he only stays because he's injured and because Hertha already has enough money from the other transfer. They don't really need the money that much.
Yeah.
So we think Hertha needed about 10 million. Like last season was like 20. But this is, I think they needed 10, so we got 4.5 from Serda and 3 and 2.5, and then you're almost there, right? And some, yeah.
I don't know, maybe he's just... okay, so if we consider his other social media posts, he is not with any PR agency, because otherwise I would have fired them.
He is with the agency now. Yeah, he got an agency last year when he was... He got an agency right after when he was out sick.
After that tweet?
No. When he was, the funny thing is, if you look at his Instagram account, the highlights are all now sorted by medium,
which means
Tagesspiegel, Sports Illustrated, Bild.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's odd.
No, it's douchey. That's the word you're looking for. Douchey.
One doesn't exclude the other, but okay.
Can I please amend the title to A Douche on Laundry Day?
Sure. It's your show. No.
My show. I'm the boss. Yes. You're fired.
Okay.
If you make that the title, everyone's just going to think the episode's about you, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, shit. Wow.
But I don't do laundry. That's women's work.
Jesus.
I did laundry today.
That's the title right there.
Yeah. Did you see the Democratic National Convention?
Parts of it?
Let's not get into that.
No, just the one thing where Michelle Obama said it's one of those black jobs. She said that if Trump knows that maybe that job he's looking for is one of those black jobs.
Wow. But like, did she mean like, you know, black ops, like, you know, killing people?
No.
Okay.
No. It was a reference to what Trump called
racism.
Jobs, black jobs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it was Michelle Obama calling the presidency a black job.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was Yeah, no, it was actually, I mean, it was, you know, she's
I think the speechwriters did a good job.
She's not saying anything stupid. Like,
maybe Fabian Reese should hire those speechwriters instead of the idiots who work for him now. Maybe it's like, maybe it's AI. I don't know. It's just, no.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's laying it on real thick, especially in a sense of like giving it a business, like it's in the business environment at the end of the day. I guess it's just pure fan. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's kind of nice to hear ish, but it doesn't really ring so true because of everything we've already talked about.
But Hertha also sent out an email, no? Hertha sent out a press thing with, I think, Benjamin Weber and Tom Herrich saying something. Like, they sent an email to all the members.
I'll take your word for it.
Too many emails. No, I mean, everybody was like, they were making a big thing out of, okay, he's injured, we can't sell him right now.
Okay.
Because it's the situation. So I'm more happy about Maza. Maza wrote some nice stuff, like, I'm really happy my family's here and it's really nice.
Like, is he just, you know, keeping his own value up for later, demonstrating his team playerness in that? Like, is it just that, you know, or is it, you know, I mean, is it the, like, you know, loves Berlin at least a bit, like, or
at least in the summer or something, or I don't know.
Maybe not 35 degrees.
We'll see what happens when he comes back.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. And I'm curious to see how he will fit into the system.
Yeah, because it said that people said that he's not that good for the system and that he got so many goals last season because everything went over his side. You know, if you get 20 shots, you have more chances than getting 2 shots.
Yeah, that's something to consider. So should be interesting. Mm. Hopefully his value doesn't tank too hard.
Also, Torstensson came in. He did really well. Didn't you even say that in the chat? Did you say something?
I don't remember, but possibly.
I only remember him coming on because the announcer fucked his name up. Actually,
Wissons or Torstensson?
Torstensson.
Thorstensson.
The announcer wasn't me.
Stinson. Yeah. Thorstensson.
Well, they kept calling him, I think it's because they called him Torstein, and that was it at first. And then he was like, oh, son. Like, he added, like, forget the Torstein son. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, whatever. It's just a sort of memory. It was hard. I was watching the game on my phone with my earbuds in, so I was like, I wasn't.
You said something about being an Amal and sort of shouting out when goals were happening. Was that?
Yeah,
was that,
I mean, I was garnering a lot of attention, for sure.
Well, yeah, I got to that part in the chat. He is still there because even the bouncers are scared of him.
Yes, you did say that.
And yeah, then you said the bouncers are just wondering when the soccer Hulk will leave.
Maybe Sasquatch would have been nicer.
Yeah.
Where were you again? Toronto? No.
Yeah, I was in Toronto last weekend. But I was most of the game I was watching in the Eaton Center in downtown Toronto, which is, yeah, like Canada, one of Canada's largest malls. The only, you know, like just in the sense of even people who come through the location itself, it's the busiest in that respect.
Okay. It'd have to be. Never been to a busy, I think I've been to the biggest mall in Germany. It's just shit. It's shit shop after shit shop.
Well, that's most malls.
It is, isn't it? Really, yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
My phone was broken and I had to go back to, you know, where you visited me, where I used to work at this coffee place in Zehlendorf. And, you know, there was Uncle this Tom. Fire and the explosion and the guy from the Vietnamese place died from the fire.
That's in Lichtenberg, right?
No. That's where I was working. One of the parts that was... They had, like, in 2020, there was a fire and the guy died after a year or something like that. And now everything is rebuilt and now it looks really nice because before it was so dark because one side was closed.
Okay.
Also, if people are interested, it's a very interesting place to check out in Berlin, I'd say. It's an old Ladenstraße from the 1920s.
Mm. Okay.
Or 30s? I don't know. Mm. When was the U-Bahn built? I don't know. I don't know. Nobody cares. Nobody knows.
I was thinking of that Vietnamese place in Lichtenberg, like a...
Oh, this big market?
Yes. And there was a fire there a few years ago.
Yeah, this Dongjiang Center or something like that?
Yeah, yep. Something like that, yes.
But it was really, there was a really big, big fire.
We ate in a restaurant there and it was really good. Years and years ago.
Never been.
I only went once.
I don't like Lichtenberg too much. Aren't you going to the...
We'll pass the message along.
Aren't you going to the Eisbären game there? No?
That's not in Lichtenberg.
Hohenschönhausen?
No.
Uber Eats? No.
Yes, but that's not in Lichtenberg.
Uber or Uber Eats?
Uber. Just Uber.
Is it? No, I thought it was...
No, Uber Eats. Uber Eats is the Ligue 1 in France, but the arena in Berlin is the Uber Arena.
Across the street from the Uber Arena is called the Uber Eats.
Yes.
We talked about that before.
But that's not
smaller.
The main...
That's smaller.
Yes. Yeah, but the Eisbären, they play in the big arena.
Yeah. You mean that's the place formerly known as O2 World, formerly known as Mercedes-Benz Arena.
Yes.
Now Uber Arena.
Absolutely. That's the one. All right, so yeah, that covers it.
There's an interesting tweet I put under.
We're going to be here for another hour.
But there's one more thing in the list.
Okay. Oh,
I made a translation of that. I don't know who posted it.
Okay. Ertasel Tabakovic had a profit. Here are the last players with whom Erta made a profit. Christensen turned 3 million euros into 3.8. To 5 between parentheses. I'm not sure what that means.
The 5 were after, you always have these
bonuses.
Bonuses, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Ekelen Kamp, 3 million to 5 million. Okay. Didrosun, 0 to 4. Did we get it on a free?
He came came from the academy of some Dutch team. And so we got him for 250,000 or something.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the cap for the, for academy players who don't have professional contracts.
Okay. Boyata, 0 to 2. Cunha, 18 to 35. That was a nice piece of business. Cordoba, 15 to 20. And Duda, 4.2 to 7.
But did we ever get the Cordoba money from Krasnodar? Yeah. That's something I would be interested
in. Yeah, there was something about that. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is no, but
but I think the most interesting thing is that the most expensive transfer this season was 1.4 million. I mean, that was nothing compared to the Bubic years.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, Muzian Maulida cost 3.5 million. So that's,
what's that?
Muzian Maulida cost us 3.5 million.
Oh.
And we got one goal out of it.
I forgot about
the
that.
Very expensive goal.
Yes. Yeah. Jesus. Wow. But we are cleaning house slowly but surely, and things are looking up.
Yeah.
Hopefully it stays that way. So what's the next match?
Fortuna Düsseldorf in 2 weeks.
Mm. Oh, yeah. We are on the international break right now. Yeah.
Mm. And
I hate those.
Some young players are away at different teams. The Dardai brothers are playing Germany with Hungary. And I don't know. But Thor Steinsson is in Berlin. So he's going to be so fun here if Thor Steinsson replaces Fabian Reese. It would be so fun. He did well. Not Reese.
He might. He might.
He played well.
I wasn't sure which position he played.
In the left wing.
Okay.
So came in on left wing.
If he replaces Reze, that's what happens.
Even if Reze plays well when he comes back, he might still go in the winter.
True.
So all these are forever be your maybe.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yes.
So your trip is coming up, right?
Yes. We were talking about that before recording, yes.
We have to talk about the social media strategy we're going to do. Okay.
We're gonna hire the same agency that Teresa did.
Dear diary, I'm Patrick. I love running.
Let's watch our value tank.
What value?
Yeah, what value exactly?
What's less than zero?
I mean, we would probably record something else before me and Joel leave. But what what I meant to say, more important, is we will also try and record something while we are there.
At least one, if not two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we all in the same city at some point, Simon too?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because we talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Simon was always on festivals, so I couldn't ask. He had no reception.
Yeah, there's a game in October, I think, when we're going to be around.
Yeah, but Joel won't be there anymore, right?
Yeah, he's going for to me, Mordor. It'll be the 7 days starting on the 27th.
Of October of or?
September.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll back. I won't be there then. But Patrick, you will, I think.
Oh, yeah, but not at the match. I'll be in Berlin, but not at the match.
Jesus. I, of course, you... Oh, yeah. Didn't you... Why can't you just hurry?
I would yeah. have to leave Kipchoge in my rearview mirror to make it in time for the match.
What's your start time?
9 a.m.
And you take how many hours?
3:40.
How long have you been practicing?
I'm always around that time. Like, jeez. If I live like a monk, I can do 3:25, but...
it's not worth it.
Realistic. No, yeah, honestly...
20 minutes? Fuck.
No, yeah. I just do my thing, and it should be around 3:40, 3:45, but less than 4 hours for sure.
Hmm. Yeah, just don't stop. Just keep going to the stadium.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
All the way to the stadium.
Yeah. So,
let me in. Like,
we finish at the Brandenburger Tor, and the stadium from there, it's like maybe 8 or 10 kilometers, maybe.
Call an Uber.
No, I mean, the streets will be, you know, all streets are closed, and it's going to be a nightmare.
Worst. I mean, I better get to the stadium.
And it's not like I'm going to be fresh as a daisy when I'm done anyway. You know, I'm probably going to be...
What's that smell?
Stairs won't be fun.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Oh, you should never go to München then. Allianz Arena has the worst away.
Okay.
I call it the Irie.
Actually, I mean, it might not be the first instinct, but going downstairs hurts a lot more than going upstairs the next day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And if you walk backwards or sideways?
Sideways helps.
Yeah.
But backwards, I've never tried. I don't want to fall and break my neck.
Where are you staying?
At Airbnb near Tempelhof.
Which floor?
Third. That part's going to suck, but that's okay.
Okay.
Has it got a lift?
No.
Oh.
Lifts are horrible when it comes to... utilities really inflates the money you pay.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, there aren't that many. I mean, in North America, they are everywhere, but in Europe, not nearly as many.
I mean, newer buildings have lifts.
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean.
And if your landlord is an asshole, he's going to build an outside lift into your house to get more money.
Ours is 1961, it was built in, I think. And that's got a lift. So that's not that young. It's not old, obviously, but... You
know. After the war, it's officially a Neubau.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's quite, you know, I don't know how many floors you got total, but it's high.
7, I think, yeah.
So, yeah, seven. I mean, past 5, you need a lift, I'd say.
Sure.
I lived on the 4th floor. That was shit. Especially I lived in one of these older houses, you know, in Schöneberg, and like the garden house. So it's like you go in, you go through the yard, and you know, it's these old like in the Bayerisch Viertel, they have this this carpet running all the way down the stairs. And I was so drunk one night, I really had to. I slept at the first floor for half an hour, then I got up. So I was too drunk.
And you made comments about me sleeping in a ditch.
No, that was Patrick. I would never say anything disrespectful to you, Simon.
That wasn't disrespectful. It was a joke. All right. So that covers it.
I think
a short episode this time.
Yes.
Oh, there's an OFC meeting on the 27th. I saw.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, you're coming?
Okay.
Well, no, it says, what did it say? It said, each fan club can bring up to 2 people.
Yeah. Why don't you come?
I assume, well, wouldn't it be...
Rob Friends Friends?
Yeah. Well, I was wondering who would be going for AKJ anyway.
Me.
No.
Me and Ines.
Where is it? Where is it?
They're not at the Olympiastadion always.
Ah, okay.
They're on... No, sorry. It's at Greens. I'm sorry. They used to be at the Olympiastadion on the Friday before a match, but now they're at Greens because they have to save money.
And what time?
6:30.
Ah, Christ. That's the hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it wouldn't be. It's not a whole, like, it doesn't sound like all the fans are going and stuff, right? It's an actual kind of meeting.
It's basically every fan club has to attend if they're from Berlin. You have to attend 3 of the 4 meetings, or at least 2 of the 4 meetings. 2 of them are online and 2 are...
in person?
In person.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you don't attend, then they can take away your status.
Oh, wow.
So no more away. The biggest thing is getting tickets. Mm. So away tickets. And yeah, but it's just a shit show. And it's not the...
You're really selling it.
Yeah.
And it's not the fault of the employees of Hertha. It's the idiots that come to those meetings. It's like at least half of the questions at the microphone are like, this could have been an email. This could have been an email. And then, you know, they now switched to a new platform called Kampai. So now they charge you €18.92 a year.
If you have a $50 bill, and
is that the new soundbite?
Did you do that?
No.
Funny. I talked about money and said $100 bill.
I don't know who it came from.
Who knows?
Anyway, okay.
Fabi, mystery. What did you? And now, so basically what you're doing, they do all the management of members and everything digitally now, so they have more time to spend their manpower on, or their person power on, fans. And the 2 meetings were the worst. One was online, the other one was in person. And like for 1 hour, they were bitching about, yeah, why do you want all our data? They've always had the data, you know. It hurts. It hurts my brain to go there.
Wow. Okay.
Is that why you're trying to persuade Joel to go?
Yeah, I'm like, so...
Sucker. Oh.
Thanks for that.
Someone has to take the bullet for the next
one. For the team.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But are you going, actually?
Yeah, I'm going.
Oh, gee. Okay. Well, damn.
Well, yeah. You went on for 5 minutes at least on how much it sucks, and yeah, I'm going.
He's of got course, this, it's my he's duty. Got this plank he's going to take with him that's got lots of nails sticking out of it. He's going to take that and put it on the chair and sit on that as well. You know, he's going to make himself suffer big time. You know,
exactly.
I think I'm just going to make my own soundboard with the worst insults. Like, damn, and you're amateur. That could have been an email.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Christian Bale.
And if they ever talk about the, you know, English Twitter account shutting down. Okay.
But if you guys want to, you can always submit questions through your, who's Brian?
Yeah, Brian is the boss of the
They YFC, can always submit North questions American, yes? And I will be okay. There and I'll give you the replies.
All right.
So you can always enter questions. And then the first half, sometimes they bring a guest, which is nice. Last time it was Sami Alagui and Martin Winkler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then the second part is stuff. And then the end is always questions from fan clubs. And these questions are also mostly stupid as, I don't know. It's.
Well, I mean, if it's the last part of the meeting, you can always leave.
I don't leave because I always help put everything back.
Ah.
I always clean up.
Well, then you can throw a Molotov cocktail and then you can leave. You're not going to have anything to clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah, just being practical.
Yeah. Just trying to save your time, yeah.
The best...
Exactly.
The best advice I have, bring a fan. Because all these old buildings have the worst... No air conditioning.
I thought you were talking about the bring a Hertha fan.
No, no, yeah, bring I'm a
like,
fan yeah. fan.
Aren't they all fans? Like, yes. Isn't everyone there a fan?
You'd like to think so, wouldn't you?
Actually, yeah, but... the way they talk about Hertha, I'm not sure if some of them are fans.
Maybe they have like a agent provocateur, you know, like a double agents and, you know, just yeah.
Unioner?
Go there just to stir shit
yes,
up.
Yes, indeed, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stir shit up.
All right, so yeah, so that's it. That covers it, I think.
It does indeed.
Okay.
All right. So, thank you guys. Thank you, whoever is still listening. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you, Steve, and that other person.
Yes, yes. We appreciate your input and your
feedback. Very important.
And your, we appreciate your business.
Your call is important to us. Please hold the line.
Yes.
Anyway, so yeah, so that's it for us. So until next time, AOA.
Have a
good
day. Yeah, cheers. And this was cheers. 69 for real.
Nice.
Reminder. Nice.
Nice.
All right, cheers.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dimension Football Podcast.